Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he worked as a landscaper at a cemetery and soon realized the cemetery may be peaceful, but it sure wasn't empty.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
So thank you so much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story that you wouldn't mind sharing with us, we would love that. If you want to leave us a voicemail, just call 855-853-4802, or if you'd like to write it down, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive, you can do that through Apple Podcasts or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon is here. And the other day, I got a really short message from a listener that I listened to an episode that we had done about dreams, I think.
Okay.
Then that night went to bed and had a dream that I was in the back seat of their car. They were driving and I was really drunk and she had pull over so I could barf.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh my God, you know me too well.
I was going to say, I probably have pulled over so you could barf at one point, but or vice versa.
It's been a minute since I've done that.
I want everyone to know I do not drink anymore.
Oh my God, it made me laugh. I was like, of all dreams to have, me in the backseat of a car drunk, pull over, I gotta throw up.
You know,
it just I don't know. I was flattered that I was in the dream, even though I was a drunken mess. Whatever.
Exactly. I kind of loved that so much. I quit drinking, so I don't have to throw up anymore, you know, that from drinking. So that's good. But
apparently I do in other people's dreams.
Apparently you do, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
It made me laugh, so of all funny things for me to do in their dream. Like, why not dream that I showed up and I'm like, I helped all these people. They were hungry. And I I found them free food at a restaurant or something, you know, like, could I like make a difference in the world? Like all the things I could do in somebody's dream, but instead I was just drunk and threw up.
I don't know if I'm very good at you know, doing all these humanitarian things, but I'm going to be honest, you are.
I do a lot of things.
You do a lot of good things for your community. And so I do want to point that out to our listeners. Carol is very good at, you know, helping with benefits and, you know, emceeing different events that are raising money for charities and, you know, helping at the Humane Society or doing things. And so you are very good about
it. I do a lot of that stuff. That's why I think it's funny that instead of any of that, I was drunk in the backseat. So anyways, well, let's go to this ghost story. It says, hey guys, my name's Jason. I've been listening to the show for a while. I didn't really plan on writing in, but a couple of things happened that I don't have a good explanation for, so this is a good place to share them. These both happened while I was working at the same job at the same location, but they were weeks apart and totally different situations. I used to work landscaping, and one of the places we took care of was an old cemetery not far from where I lived. Nothing fancy, just a small old cemetery that most people probably drive past without even thinking about. It's been there forever. A lot of the headstones are really old, worn down, and hard to read. The first thing that happened wasn't scary, it was weird. One day my sister-in-law was working with me. We were trimming and cleaning up. I ended up finding this tiny bunny hiding in the grass. It's one of those moments where you stop what you're doing because you don't want to hurt it, and it's just kind of sitting there frozen. She thought it was funny and took a picture of me holding it. Right after she took the picture, we looked at it, and at the bottom of the photo, there was this white blur. It was more like a blob, actually. Not a light reflection, not a glare, just a solid, cloudy-looking shape. At first, we laughed, thought maybe it was her finger or part of the phone, but we both remembered exactly how she was holding it because we noticed the blob right away. Her hand was nowhere near the lens. Then we thought maybe it was my leg, but my leg was straight down on the ground, and the blob was in front of me, not lined up with my body. The weirdest part was that you could actually see through part of it. You could see my arm behind it. It wasn't solid, but it also wasn't transparent like a shadow. She was standing maybe 5 feet away from me when she took the picture. There wasn't anything between us. We stood there just kind of staring at it for a moment. I don't jump straight to ghost with stuff like that. I figure there has to be some explanation, even if I don't know what it is. But it definitely didn't look like anything normal. We shrugged it off, went back to work, but it stuck in the back of my mind. The second thing that happened a few weeks later, that one bothered me more. I was at the cemetery, but this time I was working alone. I was mowing, using a zero-turn mower, which matters because those things push a lot of air. Anyone who's used one knows that. I was working near the same general area where the picture had been taken, maybe 10 yards away. I was driving along, minding my own business, and I saw something out of the corner of my eye. A small branch, maybe about a foot long, lifted up off the ground and got thrown toward me. Not rolled, not dragged. It lifted up, went in the air maybe 3 feet, landed about 5 feet away from me where it started. I stopped the mower immediately. First thought was that the mower had blown it. That made sense. So I didn't freak out right away. I walked over to where the branch was and I tested it. I drove the mower in a tight circle around it so the air was blowing straight at it from every angle and it barely moved. It wasn't stuck in the ground. It wasn't caught on anything. It just rocked a little from the airflow. There is no way the mower lifted it and threw it like that. I stood there longer than I probably should have, just staring at it. I didn't feel scared, but I definitely didn't feel comfortable. It's one of those moments where you know what you saw and you don't have any explanation for it. I did finish up quicker that day than usual. Okay. Later on, I mentioned it to my sister-in-law. I hadn't told her about the branch. And that's when she told me something she had never mentioned before. She said that one day while she was working down near the bottom of the hill in the cemetery, she saw an older man standing there and assumed it was someone visiting a grave. She looked away for a second, looked back, but he was gone. There was no trees blocking the view. He was just gone. She hadn't said anything at the time because she didn't want to sound weird. And one more thing about that cemetery that I didn't even know until later. At the very bottom of the hill, there's a big open area with almost no headstones. It always seemed odd, like something was missing. I asked someone from the church that owns the property about it, and they told me that area was where people were buried who couldn't afford stone markers. They used wooden ones instead, wood that is long gone now. I don't know what any of it means. I don't know if it all connects, but I know the picture was real, the branch moved on its own, and someone else saw something there too. That cemetery is quiet. It doesn't feel threatening, but it definitely doesn't feel empty. Thanks for the show and for giving people a place to talk about stuff like this. Keep up the good work, Jason. I say that's a haunted cemetery.
Well,
that is weird about the tree because I have a riding lawnmower and I couldn't imagine a tree limb going 3 feet in the air and coming towards me for any reason that my lawnmower would cause that. I don't have a zero turn like he does, and I wish I did, but even then, that would freak me out if that happened to me. And then, with a sister-in-law seeing a person standing there then yeah. looking back and then he's gone and you have plenty of opportunity to see where he's gone, but he's disappeared.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know. I definitely think something's going on in the cemetery.
I do too, and I do for a couple reasons. One is that, you know, like you said, especially the branch one, you're going, that just seems implausible. The picture, I don't know. Could we come up with some explanation?
Yeah, I mean that.
A reflection that popped off of this. From, you know, it happened to hit the metal on the mower and cause, I don't know, right? I mean, maybe we could, but I guess my thought is both of these things felt wrong, right? Like, you know it in your gut when you're trying to figure it out. Like, he even tried to make this happen again, right? With the stick thing, the branch. It even tried it and couldn't make it happen. And I had the same thing happen to me when I was, you know, having this incident with my closet where I had a knocking on my closet. And, you know, every time I walked in the room, I'd go, maybe I can make that happen. Right. I could not come up with any explanation. I kept, you know, messing with the doors this way, that way, all those different things. And then I'm like, what the hell? Why am I standing here with the doors wide open? Because they weren't open. They were closed, right? You know, and stuff like that. So in his gut, he knew these things were wrong. I think we got to listen to our gut, too.
But a branch I could see maybe with a lawnmower a couple inches off the ground. It's not mm-hmm. going to go no 3 feet in the air. There's right. no way. No way.
And exactly. And I think he felt that the picture was off. And so did the sister-in-law. Then, of course, now we have this later story that the sister-in-law says, oh, yeah, and by the way, I didn't want everybody to think that I'd lost my mind, but I did see a man, and then he was just gone. Right? I always hate to think that people are, like, spirits are stuck in a cemetery. I kind of like to think that maybe they can move around and maybe sometimes they're here and sometimes they're at the house and sometimes they're, you know,
But they're nice and peaceful.
Right. And so I guess, you know, couldn't we be in several places at once? Why not?
Yeah.
You know.
I thought that was a good story, but there's something going on at that cemetery. Because when you add in the, she saw the man, he saw that weird anomaly with a tree branch. And then the picture then could be paranormal after all that.
The one thing he said that I disagreed with was that he said this was a small kind of unassuming cemetery that you might just drive by and not even pay attention. Every cemetery I go by makes me just jump a little in my
head. But I think a lot of people just drive by them all the time. Think about it.
And I always do. Like, every time I go by a cemetery, I see a name on a stone. I see something. If I'm out for a walk, it's not unusual for me to walk into it. You know, they are kind of compelling to me. And I don't know.
Seeing that man at the cemetery, that could be a situation where, like, the ghost of that man goes back to visit somebody there. It's not like he was buried there, but there's somebody there.
Right.
Something he did a lot was to go visit his wife, and it's kind of a residual thing that she just happened to see that day.
Oh, I like that.
Just an idea. Let's go to a phone call. Here you go.
This is Summer. I called before. I referred to myself as Summer in Florida, but in the last year, my husband and I moved back to where he grew up in Buffalo, New York. We just bought a house. The house is about almost 200 years old. It was built in 1825, and it's on 5 acres, and it's gorgeous. We're absolutely in love. There's been some interesting things going on in the home, and I just wanted to share with you one of the stories of something that happened to me just yesterday, actually. Kind of had a little tumble down the stairs, no big deal. I kind of overextended my knee, and I'm fine. But I was sitting on the couch, and my older daughter and my mother went to the grocery store to do some shopping for me. And so I was home. It was just me, my 8-month-old, who had already been put to bed, and my 7-year-old was upstairs playing in her room. And I was sitting on the couch. I didn't have the TV on because I liked the quiet, and I was just kind of reading email on my computer. All of a sudden, to give you an idea of how it's set up, the old farmhouse is like a big rectangle with an upstairs and a downstairs. And there have been two additions throughout the years. To the left of the rectangle, if you're looking top down, is our kitchen, which didn't used to be the kitchen. It used to be part of the original house, and it was the living room area, common area or whatever. And then to the left of that is another new extension, kind of a Frankenstein house, and another reason why we love it. But to the left of that is what we call it's kind of the entryway that we come in from where we park, and it's kind of a foyer/laundry room, because laundry's in there as well. But it's an actual room, and it's an extension. While I'm sitting there, I can't see that area from where I'm sitting on the couch. But while I was sitting there on the computer, all of a sudden I heard the door open. I heard rustling, like people carrying in grocery bags. And I thought my mom and my daughter had returned home. And as I was sitting there, all of a sudden I heard my mom say to me, "Come over here." And so I kind of hobbled up, and it took me a minute. But when I went to look through the kitchen into that area, there was nobody there. Kind of threw me for a minute. I called my mom on the phone, and I said, "Mom," I said, "where are you?" She's like, "Well, we're still at the store." So they weren't even home, and my son was asleep. My 7-year-old, I mean, she could have made the noise, sure, but it sounded exactly like my mother's voice. So I don't know what it is. I don't know what it could have been, but I just thought I'd share that story. And with being a 200-year-old home, I think if anything else happens, I'll definitely give you guys a call. Hope you have a good day. Thanks.
That is crazy, because she didn't even have the TV on, and her 7-year-old isn't going to sound like her mother.
Well, and to the point that she got up and hobbled over.
Yeah, and she can't even walk right.
Like, I'm pretty sure her mom would not have asked that of her, even, right? Her mom's there to probably help out, and while she's recuperating, and, you know, went to the store so she wouldn't have to do, you know, helping with the things. And so that would be an odd request from the mom to say, you know, come over here. It's very, and you would, I don't think you could mistake your kids. I just feel like you're sitting there, you're not paying any attention. You hear your mom say, "Come over here." So plain as day that you get up and do it.
So it's some kind of mimicking thing.
Yeah, absolutely is. Which I always beg the question, like, why? Why is something mimicking? What does it
Maybe
want?
That's the paranormal, hold my beer, this is going to be funny. Like, yeah. You know?
Maybe.
It's like,
maybe.
It's like, watch this, Ghost of Jacob.
Yeah, we're going to make that girl get up.
Maybe it's just like entertainment for the afterlife. You know, it's like, oh, you think we're all just haunting and shit, but man, we have some fun behind the scenes.
Yeah, we got you guys doing cartwheels for us.
You know, I'll make her get up. Yeah, she did it. She did it. You sounded so much like her mom. She got up. Yes.
And I love it.
They're high fiving.
Because she's such a good daughter, she did it. Sure, Mom. I'll be
on
right there.
On my way,
well, maybe
Mom.
Not right there. I mean, it may take me a minute, but I'm on the way.
I'm hobbling, Mother. She is a good daughter, because a lot of people would go, "What?"
We have heard this before, where people been in there, they hear somebody come home, they yell at them. I mean, the person that came home, they heard their voice.
Yeah.
And then they go, nobody there. And then in 20 minutes or something, the whole scenario plays out again. And it's almost like they had a premonition of it.
Yeah.
That, you know, and it's a weird thing, but I'm going to throw this out. can we be on such a same wavelength with someone that we actually hear what they say when they're not right by us at times?
I mean, like possibly, but...
Like, maybe the mom actually said that in the store to her granddaughter?
Maybe. You know, that's pretty good ability. I like the idea of the... What I had, I thought my idea was really awesome. The having Are fun you, in the afterlife.
You like having fun in the afterlife. I'm going with, she's so in tune with her mom, she actually heard something her mom said.
And miles I'll, away. Yeah, and I'll go with their high-fiving in the afterlife, going, good one.
Hold my beer.
If you can see it. Oh, I don't even know if it would be beer. It'd be like a decanter of something. Anyways, I don't know. I think that's really interesting because we've heard a lot of different mimic type of stories in doppelgangers and stuff. I find it fascinating. Yeah.
I mean, that is a possibility. I personally like the idea that you can actually be on some sort of same wavelength as somebody that you're very in tune to. And, you know, connect with them. Hear something that they said, even though they're not right by you. And that would be something you would say at the store to somebody. Hey, come here for a minute.
Yeah.
You know.
Interesting. It's very interesting. You know, other stuff's happened there. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down by going to realghoststoriesonline.com. Now, if you want to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive without commercials, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.